91X now presents In Touch with Quinty, conversation and information about issues that matter to our community.
This is Julia Lennups. Welcome to this week's episode of In Touch with Quinty. Homelessness is a serious issue that affects many people in our community. The harsh weather conditions of winter can make this problem more serious. On January 27th, the local Canadian Mental Health Association will be hosting their annual Sleep Out So Others Can Sleep In fundraiser in support of transitional housing. This year will be its 12th year. I spoke to Sandy Sidsworth, who is the executive director of the Hastings Prince Edward branch of the Canadian Mental Health Association. In this podcast, we will talk about the event and its impact on the community and what homelessness looks like locally. Can you tell me a little bit about what Sleep Out is?
Sleep Out is one of our major fundraisers for the agency for the transitional housing program that we offer here. For homelessness. And it started back, now be 12 years ago, under the auspice of a wonderful woman by the name of Shannon Mercer, who came up with the idea. She was part of the agency. And it is to spend a night in the cold with cardboard box, sleeping bags, no flammable items, but to experience the cold in January, to understand or create awareness of someone who may be homeless and what they have to face on a daily basis. Understand, it's not to mimic or demean the struggle, but it's to try and create an awareness of what somebody is dealing with that has to struggle to find shelter on almost every day.
Right. Did you choose, whoever chose January and in the winter, was that because homelessness is a little bit more prominent and worrisome in the winter because of the harsh conditions that people have to live in?
And you know what? At that time, it absolutely held true. But now we're seeing such extreme heat conditions as well, so it's never a good time to be outside, right? Truthfully, as we move through some of these weird weather cycles, but absolutely, it was to say that this is the biggest challenge and cold is a killer, and that part of being a wealthy nation is understanding that we're not taking care of everybody in the same way, and those that are homeless have to struggle for the basic needs that a lot of us have and maybe sometimes take for granted. So I think that's the important thing. One of the most important pieces about Sleep Out is it creates an awareness in terms of what privilege can look like. I wasn't with the agency when I first slept out, and it was absolutely horrid and miserable. And I froze the whole night. But there's an awareness. I struggle to get out of my box, and it's cold, and I'm actually going to the porta potty, because call of nature. And I'm thinking, I can't wait till 7 o'clock and I can go home and go to bed. And that's when it hit me at that point was, wow, you have that option. If this was my truth during that event, if that wasn't an event, if that was my life, or that's what I was struggling against, there wasn't a warm bed. There was no going home. I was home, and my home was my own skin. So that impacted me in such a powerful way that when the opportunity came to work for the agency, I jumped on it, because the work that was being done here through the transitional housing for homelessness setting was vital to our community. It was one of the big factors in bringing me over.
I was going to say, how does Sleep Out affect impact our community specifically?
It just creates that awareness. A lot of Loyalist students, I think one of the biggest thrills for me, because I have a huge connection to Loyalist, is watching some of the social justice students, of course, the social service worker students and the child and youth students take part in this event, because they will come in the work that they do, whether they're working for a social service agency, whether they're working independently or on a police force, wherever their paths come from, they will encounter this issue. And not to just rubber stamp a piece of paper, but to understand the humanity of the person sitting at the desk needing the services, needing housing. It builds that empathy bridge, I think, that moves them forward in their career, because they understand, they have an understanding of what it feels like. And we know from some of the research that we've done that some of the students are doing couch surfing, because a lot of youth are homeless in our community. There's also a lot of seniors that become homeless, and it's a really interesting dichotomy of people, where those gaps are for two very different demographics, but they all share in fact in common is that they're homeless.
I guess, why is it important to raise that awareness? Like, what will it do for our community if people are more aware?
I think that's a great question. I think what it does is it puts the conversation about affordable housing in the forefront. It puts the conversation of supportive housing in the forefront. It creates an awareness that we need a shelter, not just transitional housing. It also makes an awareness of the mindfulness that we have a domestic violence shelter with Three Oaks that do good work in alleviating some of the homelessness that comes from trauma and violence. Shelter is very different from transitional housing, so I got to make that distinction. But it comes together, everybody coming together in the community and saying, we have to put a roof over people's heads. And if we can create that dialogue, so you're meeting with me today, and we're having a conversation about homelessness. Would you have contacted me if you hadn't seen the idea about Sleep Out or what was going on around Sleep Out? Probably wouldn't have been on the radar. So I always use this time, and the rest of my staff do, about creating that conversation around homelessness and how we can support those that are homeless and try and get those three square meals and the roof over someone's head. You know, on that whole Maslow of hierarchy need, of needs, and making sure they're filled. Like for us, what transitional housing is, we offer what we call a DAMP program. People can be under the influence of the substance of choice that they use. They just can't hold on property. There are WET programs where people, there's a really good model in Ottawa where people can hold substance and be under the influence at the same time. And then there are DRY programs where people cannot hold, use, or be under the influence of any substance of choice if there is an addiction issue at stake. We offer between 1 month to 364 days stay if people are moving forward in the goals that they're setting. We really encourage, it's not just here's a room, but you have the opportunity to work with our supportive employment folks in looking for jobs. You have an opportunity to work with counseling to really get on a strong path if it's mental illness or some of those people that have fallen through the cracks in terms of their recovery. How can we, I guess that's what we do. How can we support recovery, whether it's through addictions or mental illness? Where do we get you to the right door that allows you sustainability?
What's the feedback like for Sleep Out? Like, what do you hear from people that...
We hear a lot about the aha moment. Right? The aha moment. And people will go, and it's really funny because people that stay the whole night and they get up out of their boxes and, you know, the sun, 7 o'clock, they're having a coffee, they're packing up, and they'll say, I'll never do this again. And yet, time and time again, they're the people that come back and do it yet again because they understand the need for this event to raise the funds for us.
I guess, what should people take from Sleep Out and pass on to others?
Maybe what they need to take is the idea that we still have a housing crisis in our country, and we still have people that struggle to find a safe, dry, warm place to spend the night. We still have people that spend every day hungry and that they're not safe.
Sleep Out's also a fundraiser, isn't it?
Yes, yes, right. Yes.
Can you tell me a bit more about that side of it?
Oh, absolutely. So this is what it originally started with, both an awareness and a fundraiser. So it's wonderful when you can put those two things together because it speaks to the value of your organization. We receive money from United Way and from the Homelessness Partnership Strategy Fund at the federal level and from Hastings County to help maintain this program. But that doesn't leave a lot of wiggle room for repairs and ongoing refreshment, like stoves and fridges and beds and equipment like that. So this is what this fundraiser does. It allows us to, right now we've just finished filling some of the cracks and some damage to walls that have happened in our senior transitional home. And after sleepout, we'll have some funds to finally paint it. So there's dignity of housing, making sure we can keep things to a certain standard, that people feel comfortable, that it doesn't scream you have no value because doors are hanging off, or you have a broken fridge that can't, that we maintain a certain standard so people know that they have a working stove, they have a working fridge, that the place is clean and well kept, and that their home for that temporary period is pleasant. Yeah.
Okay. Anything else you wanted to add to any of that?
No, we'd really like to see Loyalist students, because last year we didn't have a large turnout from the college, and there was a strike in progress and all of that residual that happened. So we're hoping for that turnout to come back, because one of the best things about the night is meeting students and getting that energy. But that said, we still have families that come out time and time again and take part in this event. You know, they've been doing so for 7, 8, 10 years. Albert College is coming out for year 11, which just boggles my mind. And I think it's wonderful because some of the international students take part in this as an awareness. And, it's that community outreach and that community spirit. So we're really glad to see that.
Right.
Yeah, isn't it cool?
Yeah.
But I'm a Loyalist grad, and I have a soft spot for a lot of students. And that's what's cool for me is hearing about where people are going in their careers and where they think this could benefit them. That's, police foundation students time and time again talk about this as being impactful. You know, when they pick somebody up off the street, they can see that happening in there as their careers move forward in policing or wherever they're working. They take some of this with them. There are social service worker students that are now working for agencies in this community. And when I see them, they always tell me, oh, I did sleep out in year such and such, and this is what it meant to me. And I love hearing those stories. I mean, the whole staff does, because there's a lot of work that goes into putting on this event and a lot of staff time, and they do an amazing job to keep everyone safe. So it's nice to hear that feedback that is impactful. And of course, it's always nice to be a successful fundraiser too. But, it's nice for both pieces to kind of blend and turn into something that has meaning in all aspects of what the agency needs to do, right?
Right.
That's all for In Touch with Quinty this week. Tune in again next week for another episode of In Touch. I'm Julia Lennups. Thanks for listening.
This has been In Touch with Quinty, heard weekly at this time on Alternative Radio 91X.